Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And tonight I'm going to podcast on breadcrumbing. Okay. I had done a podcast on breadcrumbing, but this is a follow-up to bring up some more tips on what to watch out for. Okay. And I'm also going to talk about progression in dating. Okay. Because this is a very important thing that you need to be aware of when you're out there in the dating world. Okay. So let me just begin with the breadcrumbing thing. All right. Breadcrumbing is basically when you're dating somebody and they're breadcrumbing you and they're stringing you along, okay? They're not moving forward with you. They're giving you just enough to keep you around. Now, this may be texting you every day, the good morning, beautiful texts, which they all do, okay? And remember, as they're texting you, they could be texting 10 other women at the same time, okay? This is what they do, you guys. They keep in contact with you to let you think that they're thinking of you. But what it is just a check-in text to keep you on the side. Now, the reason that I'm doing this podcast is because I'm in a group where I give advice, okay, on Facebook, and we have so many people, especially when it comes to women to men, that are being breadcrumbed and played. And I'm going to talk about that because I think that so many women are not aware of the fact that they're getting played, and they are, okay? So many women are saying to themselves, I don't know if he's interested, okay? So many women are saying, well, you know, he tells me how much he likes me, but then I don't see him all weekend, okay? And we're gonna get into all of this, but let me start with the breadcrumbing, okay? There's something that you have to be aware of. When you're dating somebody, okay, in the beginning, they are going to be at their best. They're always good in the beginning. That's when you're going to see the level of interest at its peak. That's when they're going to have you on the phone the first week for hours. And you're going to think to yourself, wow, he really likes me. Look how long he's staying on the phone with me. Okay. He's also going to text you as well. Okay. Now I'm talking about people that breadcrumb you. Basically, they're breadcrumbing you because they may be playing you. All right. So in the beginning, they're going to be at their peak. And I'm going to talk about kind of like breadcrumbers I'm going to talk about players that breadcrumb women. All right. And it could go the other way too. All right. But this is predominantly what happens when men are looking to play women. They breadcrumb them because they have other options. There's other women that they're juggling. So they're breadcrumbing you. But where you get fooled, okay? Now, a lot of women, some women are attuned to the fact that, yeah, oh, he's being consistent with me. He texts me every day. Maybe in the beginning, he's calling you every day. So now you're saying to yourself, well, he's doing everything right. He's calling me every day. He's texting me every day. You know, you go out on the date and he's wonderful. Maybe he brings you a flower. Don't be fooled by that either, you guys, okay? Just because somebody brings you a flower, that could be game too, okay? You don't know who somebody is unless you've known them a couple of months. And even then, you'd never really see their true colors until a certain amount of time has progressed, all right? So the thing that you have to keep in mind is, in the beginning, and I'm talking about when you're dating somebody, let's say the first month even, all right? Just because they're calling you maybe, and just because they're texting you every day, does not necessarily mean they want to be in a relationship with you. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because basically, if you haven't slept with them, they're going to be on their best behavior. Because in most cases, their ultimate goal is sex. So you sit there and you say to yourself, what does this person want from me? Do they really like me? Do they really want a relationship with me? Or are they just looking to sleep with me? Now, the guys know that a lot of women have their wall up. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to build trust. They're going to try to fool you. And they have become great actors today. They have become, believe me when I tell you guys, because if you would see in our group how many women have gotten played because of these smooth people that know how to fool them, okay? And I'm going to give you some tips and things to look out for when you're dealing with these people, okay? So they may call you, let's say, in the beginning, the first week, maybe even the second week, they're calling you every day. Okay? And let's say you haven't slept with this person, you're taking it slow. Maybe you even told them, you know what? I'm not having sex with you right away. I'm going to wait, you know, the 90-day rule or the 60-day rule. So if you're looking for sex, you have the wrong one. You will get some of these players or some of these cats that will say, that's okay. No problem. I can wait for it. Okay. So now you're thinking in your mind, wow, maybe he's a keeper. He's telling me he could wait for sex. Don't be fooled yet. Because what he's going to do, you guys, is he's going to take you out the first time and it's going to be nice. The second time it's going to be nice. And in some cases, it really depends on the individual. By the third date, he's kind of expecting something, okay? Because a lot of them expect by the third date, sometimes they wait a little bit longer, okay? But a lot of them don't have patience. They may wait, you know, the month or whatever. And what they're doing is they're going to breadcrumb you. It's going to start high and it's going to go down. The level of interest is going to go down as time goes on, okay? But as their level of interest is going down, they are talking to other people. And if they are only seeing you once a week for the first 2 months, let's say, you could best believe that in most cases, they're seeing other people. Even though they're telling you, I'm only seeing you. Do not believe anything they tell you in the beginning. Let me say it again. Do not believe anything that comes out of their mouth, because these people, you guys, these people really, not for anything, they deserve an Academy Award, because some of them are really good actors and you have to be careful. And we see them all the time in our group of these women that say, you know, he was so into me. And then, you know, after 2 months, he backed off and he said he just wants to be friends, or this is moving too fast. When they do that, you guys, usually they got what they wanted, which is sex. And now they're trying to back off from you because they didn't want a relationship from you. Because all that they told you in the beginning was all fluff, was all bullshit, okay? And you thought that you had a real one when you really didn't. And that's why I tell you, the only way to fight back is not to give the sex up right away. You should not be having sex with somebody for at least, now you could do what you want, but if you want to play it safe, you should wait at least 2 months, okay, to get to know this person. And during that 2 months, you need to have a dating progression. And that, see, that's where a lot of women get confused, because they feel like, oh, well, if he's texting me every day, he likes me. He's interested. It's in the beginning. You know, we're taking it slow and everything like that. But what you have to keep in mind is, how much is he making an effort to see you, okay? Because here's the thing. Anybody could throw out a text. It takes 2 seconds to throw out a text, all right? But is he making time to see you? And especially if he lives within your area, like within an hour away, or even within 2 hours away, okay? They can make an effort to see you on a regular basis, more than even once a week. After the first month, they should be seeing you at least 2 to 3 times a week. And this is what I mean by progression. It's got to move forward. It doesn't stay stalemate. It's not that once a week date for 2 to 3 months. And then they feel like, well, you know, okay, so I saw her once a week for like 2 months or 3 months, if they could even last that long. All right. And then they figure, okay, you waited the 2-3 months and now you're going to sleep with them. But look at the dating history. Did the dating progress or did he regress? In other words, did the texts start to become less frequent? Did the calls become less frequent? And in most cases, they do. Okay. So this is why you have to keep in mind, it's not just about being consistent in the texting. It's about being consistent in the seeing you and not just seeing you the once a week, okay? Because this is what a lot of players do. They'll string you along once a week for however long it takes to get the sex from you. And then once they get what they want, they back off because then they feel you're going to be looking for a relationship. Because guys know, you guys, they know that women, not all women, but a majority of them are looking for relationships. They know these men are not stupid, all right? So you have to be aware of that. And that's another reason I'm doing this podcast, is because so many women have not been told about quote unquote the player game. And that's exactly what's going on today. And especially with the dating apps, all right? And it doesn't necessarily have to be the dating apps. It could just be in everyday life. But the dating apps have made it so easy for the men. Now it's so easy. It's an inbox to somebody and they're juggling, you know, 6 to 10 people maybe sometimes, all right? So, and they're just telling these women all the same thing. Oh, I really like you. I'm looking to get married. Oh, you hear every line under the book, you guys. Don't believe it, okay? Please don't believe it, all right? You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is, all right? They tell you, oh, they're looking to get married. You know, most men are not looking to get married. Just here's a fact for you. There are some men, but, you know, the majority of them are not. And why? Because why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? Bottom line, period, dot, end of story, okay? So I need to make you aware of that. So it's not just consistency. It's not just getting on the phone. It's dating progression. And now here's the other factor that I have to tell you. If you want to play it safe and you don't want to be played and sit there with a broken heart listening to breakup podcasts, okay, what you need to keep in mind is that you should not have sex with somebody until you have exclusivity with them, okay? All right, you don't give out wife benefits without earning that. And I'm not saying that you necessarily have to get married to have sex with somebody, but I'm saying that they have to be exclusive with you. If you're looking for a long-term relationship and you want that exclusivity, it's got to be known that they have to be vocal about it and tell you, yes, I want to be exclusive with you. And when I say exclusive, I'm saying they need to make it public, all right? They need to make it public on their social media, meaning that you're in a relationship, that they're not hiding anybody, because a lot of them are not going to want to put in a relationship if they're a player. That's why if they're serious, they will have no problem putting in a relationship with your name on it, okay? And this is another thing you have to be aware of. A lot of these guys that are players, okay, that breadcrumb, they have no relationship status on their Facebook. And that could be, and I'm not saying it is, but in a lot of cases, that's a red flag that there is somebody on their page that they are in a situationship with, or they have a girlfriend, okay? And when you're dealing with somebody like that, you just say to them, oh, are you single? And they say, yeah, I'm single. Say, oh, okay. So why don't you put single on your status on your Facebook? And if they give you a hard time about it, it could be because they have a situationship, which means there's a girl on their page or on their social media that they're having sex with. Or they could have a girlfriend, or they could have a wife even, all right? So you need to be aware of these little slick things of the trade, okay? So, you know, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, you know, who's also, you know, been around the block like I have. And she's like, oh, you got to do a podcast on this, because she's also in this group where we give advice. And she's like, you know, you need to make these people aware of what's going on, because we get question after question of these women that get in there and they say, you know, we had another woman who was getting a divorce, and she was dealing with a guy who was also supposedly getting a divorce. He came on strong. He showed her a lot of attention. They were dating, everything. And boom, the minute she slept with him after 2 months or 3 months it was, all of a sudden he started to avoid her. He wasn't answering her calls. You know, it's the same old story, you guys. And a lot of people get fooled because a lot of these guys are good actors. I mean, they will say anything under the sun, okay? They will tell you that their mother was cheated on by their father, and how they saw their mother get treated badly, and that their mother came to them and said to them, oh, you better treat women right. And they'll make up stories and tell you stuff like, I could never do that to a woman, because I would never want to see what my mother went through. And my mother always taught me about respect for women. This is what they do, you guys. All right. A lot of times it is flat out lies. Okay. What they're doing is they're trying to build your trust, because they're trying to make you think, quote unquote, I'm not like these other guys. You could trust me. I'm not like these other guys. You don't believe anything that anybody tells you, okay, that comes out of their mouth. You look at their actions. You look at if they get on the phone on a regular basis. You look at what kind of texts they send you. That's another thing. I bring this up all the time. What kind of conversation are they having with you? Are they giving you the touch-based texts, or are they asking you in-depth questions about you? Okay, now they'll do that in the beginning. Some of them are slick, and they will break, they'll have long paragraphs talking to you in the very beginning. But does it stay consistent during those beginning months? Or does it become the touch base? How was your day? That kind of thing. And is the dating progressing? Okay. The only way you could fight back with any of this nonsense, all right, is to wait to have sex until you have that exclusivity, like I said, meaning that they're telling you they want to be exclusive with you. Okay. Then if you want to have sex with them at that point, that's your choice, all right? And they have to make it public on their social media, but that's not, maybe meet their family and friends, okay? And watch their pattern, okay? You could tell a lot by looking at somebody's pattern. You know, we've had people that were on the phone with somebody every single night of the week that actually was going to see a girl in the afternoon. We had guys that would, you know, mess around on their lunch hour, okay, that had wives. So where there's a will, there's a way, and you need to be aware of that, and you need to have your eyes open for all these kind of things that they do, you know. Breadcrumbing is basically stringing you along, but I'm talking about breadcrumbing and manipulation, because it is basically manipulation. That is what a lot of these players do. They're playing their options. They're talking to multiple people, okay? And basically, they're not serious, okay? Bottom line, gang, they're not serious, okay? If you see that somebody is breadcrumbing you, they're just giving you enough to keep you interested, to have you fiending for them. You're always longing. Am I going to see them this weekend? You know, it's Thursday night. They haven't said anything, okay? You are probably dealing with somebody who is breadcrumbing you. Now, this is very important also that I want to bring up. You have to trust your gut. Never second guess yourself. Never second guess yourself. Your gut is telling you when something is not right. Because I could tell you, when a relationship is healthy and a relationship is right, and when you're dealing with a sincere person, you won't be sitting there questioning everything. It will flow. That person will let you know, you know, what's happening. They will plan out a date. There won't be a question of, am I seeing you? They won't ghost on you. They won't take a chance of losing you. They will care if other people are interested in you because they don't want that threat of losing you. That's another thing I want to bring up. If you're dealing with somebody that you're dating and they tell you, well, I'm not a jealous guy, okay? I'm not a jealous guy. You know, there could be people that aren't that jealous, but if you are a human being and you care about somebody and you're looking at that person as a potential partner, if you're not concerned about that person going out with someone else, then guess what? That person doesn't care about you, okay? Or that person's doing their own thing on the side, so they don't care what happens with you, and they're just giving you the facade that they're so interested in you, okay? So you got to be aware of these things, all right? You got to be aware of these things. And, you know, we put a whole list together and everything. And the other thing is, when you're dealing with somebody that is breadcrumbing, okay, you have to stop that benefit of the doubt nonsense and sit there, well, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. No, if somebody is not, you know, doing what they should do and showing you that interest and being consistent and talking to you on the phone on a regular basis. You know, you could have people that talk to you and like you, but don't necessarily want a relationship with you and are telling you they want a relationship with you. Okay? So you're hearing on the phone, yeah, I really like you. I can't believe I found you. Oh, I can't believe I found the one. And yeah, one day, I could see myself getting married. And where would you want to live? I mean, they will tell you anything under the sun, you guys. All right. You have to take it with a grain of salt. Only time and holding back that sex till exclusivity will you be able to see this person's true colors, okay? And if you deal with a cat, you deal with a person rather that is telling you, oh, it's okay, I can wait for sex. Okay, you want to wait for sex? That's fine. But you know what? The dating has to have progression. It can't be the once a week date. It can't be the little touch base texts, because that's not somebody who's trying to get to know you. That's not somebody who likes you, that really does want a relationship, is going to want more and more and more with you. They're going to want to see you more and more and more because they're looking at you as a long-term partner. And another thing you have to be aware of is sometimes you run into a situation where you're dealing with somebody, and a lot of players do this too. They move fast. They love bomb you, and they move it along fast because they're trying to hit it with you. All right. You got some people that are like that too. Some players that move very fast. So anybody that sits there and tells you they love you the first week, delete them and delete them fast, okay? That is somebody that's going to play you, all right? Bottom line. Now, the other thing is anybody that's trying to move in or talking about moving in, you know, that could be just somebody that's looking to live off you. You got to be aware of that too in the beginning. But this podcast is basically about breadcrumbing. And the whole thing behind breadcrumbing is it's basically trying to fool you. It's trying to manipulate you. It's trying to keep you around but it's somebody who basically is not looking for anything serious, okay? And when you deal with somebody that is not moving forward, progression is what I'm talking about, that dating progression, not just the once a week date. They're moving forward. You know, in the beginning, okay, maybe you want to see that person, you know, maybe the first month once a week, but as it moves forward, that person should want to see more and more of you, like, you know, 2 times a week, sometimes even 3 times a week. I understand people are busy and everything like that, but when somebody is really, you know, feeling you and they really like you and they want something with you, they're going to want to be around you. And people make time for who they like. Okay, bottom line. So if you're dealing with somebody who keeps giving you excuses and says, you know, I'd love to see you, but I have all this, I work 6 days a week and everything like that, you know, so I could only see you this one day. The first thing I'm going to tell you is this: make sure that person is working 6 days a week, because a lot of them lie about that too. I had a woman come to me. She was seeing a guy once a week. He was telling her he was working the other 6 days a week, and he was actually dating a bunch of women on those other days, all right? So, you know, you got to look at who you're dealing with and know who you're dealing with. Don't believe everything you hear at face value, okay? I think that's all the topic that we had that we wanted to get into. All right. And the bottom line is you want to have your standards in place. Now, you got to remember something, you guys. The way I podcast, the way I coach you, the way I try to build awareness, you have other male coaches out there coaching the guys how to score, telling them, you know, oh, you know, you have to really hit her with that charm. And they're telling them things like when you go out on a date. I actually had a client of mine who said she went out on a date and he was staring at her and she could tell this guy was really feeling her. Okay. Like he was really liking her. She goes, I know he was falling for me. Okay. Now, you don't necessarily know that in the beginning. Okay. Turns out this guy, you know, after 2 months, he backed off a little bit and said he wants to slow it down. He just wants to be friends. At that point, he had already gotten the sex. All right. So all that staring business was an act. Okay. I'm not saying he didn't like her. He may have liked her. Okay. Just like I've heard it from other people. I've heard this before, but this is a tactic. This could be a player tactic. I had another client who said to me she was sitting across from her date and he kept winking at her, okay? And she said it was almost like it was kind of fake, okay? So you have to be aware that, you know, the way you're trying to, you know, educate yourself with these podcasts, you have the other side. You have the males being coached by male coaches telling them, you know, don't show her too much attention. She'll keep running back to you. Don't call her as much. She'll want you more. Okay. So they're listening to these people. We had a woman in the group who was living with some guy who told her, oh, when you see me, you stand at attention. All right. And it turns out, she said to me, oh, he's listening to some of these male podcasters that hate on women. All right. And I told her, I said, listen, you have to put up your boundaries. You have to put up your standards, because what you allow is how you will be treated, and you have to mean it. There's got to be some consequences, or this person is going to keep doing it over and over again. And it turns out the guy that she was dealing with happened to be a full-blown narcissist. Okay. You know, so she was trying to get away from him. But you have to be aware of that. You know, the way you guys try to get information, whether it's online blogs, whether it's podcasting, you have male guys doing the same thing in trying to get sex from women and how to charm women and how to be good actors and how to fool you. Don't believe anything. You have to look at that consistency in calling. You have to look at that dating progression like I talked about. You have to hold back that sex if you want to be sure that you're dealing with a real one, okay? So many women, you guys, so many women think that they're dealing with a real man that is sincere in getting to know them and what they're dealing with are grown boys looking to play them, okay? That are looking to manipulate them. And you have to be aware of this. And you have to make your friends aware of this, because then you have people that are broken people and hurt and emotionally hurt from being played, okay? And that's all part of that breadcrumbing business, okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great night. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.